I'd just like to ask you if you'd like to leave any other message about your life and when you reminisce about growing up as a young girl at 4 years old coming to America, and then your family having such a large family, and then you're having to go out to work at such a young age, and then raising a wonderful family and still in such good health. What do you think about those early days, what it must have been like for your folks to think about having to leave this Crimea and coming to America?
I know my dad said right away if he'd have had the money, he'd have gone back right away.
He talked about that?
Yeah, he didn't like the United States.
Well, that was just when he came in. Later on, I guess he learned to. He had a workout shop here, and then I guess, and then there was people that we knew. There was my mother's sister living here, and then some other of these corners that we went to, you know. So by the time he got settled, and he didn't want to go back anymore, I guess. And after a while, you know how bad it got in Russia, then he was glad that he did come over. It got so bad in Russia when these Bolsheviks, year was that, in 1914 or something, then I guess in his family, my mother's family, she didn't know. But Dad's family, these were sent to Siberia, I guess, some of his brothers or something. Anyway, we lost track of them. No more. That's what they thought. They probably were sent to Siberia or something happened to them.
So through all those years, there was no correspondence?
For a long time, there was no correspondence, no.
Until when was there correspondence again?
Well, after the war. After that Second World War.
Uh-huh.
My dad had his sister, they escaped from Russia into Germany, escaped somehow, you know. So he had this sister in Germany, and they got together somehow. They found out their addresses, and we correspond with them, with her, and my mother had a brother. The reason how he got to Germany was he was a prisoner. Russia and Germany were fighting each other. And then he was a prisoner and stayed in. Actually, I guess he had to be in the hospital. He was shot, I suppose, and then he was in the hospital. And then he stayed there. And he got married to his nurse.
Huh.
Yeah.
And up until to this day, have you had correspondence? Anyone in the family having correspondence with any relative?
Yeah, we had with Dad's sister. We had a long time. But she's passed on. But now her daughter, I'm still writing to Elsa. And she married a Hauschild, was his name. And he wrote such nice, he had the nicest handwriting, you know. He'd write in German script first, but later he'd have this other English script. And we wrote each other, and then it was so bad in Russia, in Germany. And then we sent a lot of packages to them, a lot of packages.
After the war, World War II?
Yeah, yeah. Got a letter from them one time, and he said they don't have anything except dark bread and potatoes to eat. So we started sending packages, different things, and coffee. That was something that was really something wonderful to them. And coffee wasn't so expensive at that time. And I'd send by a box, you know, and it was used to in round cans like that, and different food, you know, different things like that you could send over in a package. Flour, send a 10 pound of flour one time, and some sugar in a bag, you know. And then they send a picture one time.
He'd always write back that they got it. Uh-huh. And I'd always make a list of what I said, put in, and put it in the package. And I kept the list. So they'd always know what I put in. Only one time something was taken out. Other time they said everything that was listed in that it was in. But one time, you know, they'd bring the packages to them and they'd open them first before they'd give them to the people there.
Oh.
And then that one time, that something that I don't know what, remember what it was, something that was taken out.
And they still have correspondence today?
Yeah, not too much anymore with Elsa. That was would be like my niece. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she lives in Germany?
She's in Germany, yeah.
But as far as you know, might there be some relatives in the former Soviet Union, in Russia and Siberia yet?
I wouldn't know that.
Elsa's never said anything about that.
No.
In her letters.
No.
Uh-huh.
See, her mother passed away too, and I suppose, they escaped. So I don't know, that was kind of a scary thing to do, I guess, and, well, I don't know how to answer that.
It'd be something interesting to find out if she has correspondence.
Yeah.
If you write to her, we would be interested in knowing about that mm-hmm. at the university, because we want to interview those people that have returned from Siberia in Kazakhstan,
yeah.
who might be relatives with relatives in North Dakota and South Dakota like yourself. So if you have her address sometime, I'd like to write to her. We can visit about that after our conversation.
Yeah.
But let's close our conversation today. It's November 10th, 1993, and it was a pleasure for me to be in Hosmer, South Dakota, visiting with you, and I want to thank you for this wonderful conversation.
You're welcome, and thank you, too.